This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission directs returning officer of Chitwan District to manage re-election in Ward 19 of Bharatpur Metropolitan City soon. Deputy Prime Minister Bijay Kumar Gachheda says no right of any of the level, including local bodies, will be cut short. Three killed in Calicut landslide and Islamic State attack at Iraqi embassy in Kabul leaves two dead. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has directed the Chief Returning Officer of Chitwan to fix a date for repolling at the earliest in all polling centres of Bharatpur Metropolitan City Ward 19. Election Commission spokesperson Surya Prasad Sharma said that a meeting of the Election Commission decided to ask the Chief Returning Officer to determine the location, date and the time for the repolling in the ward. Likewise, the Chief Returning Officer has been directed to make provisions for required security situation and vote counting stations after the completion of the voting. The vote count in the ward was postponed after a group tore the ballot papers while vote counting was on May 29th. The Election Commission's direction has come just a day after the Supreme Court scrapped a writ petition filed demanding to proceed ahead without the vote counting. Meanwhile, CPNUML has said that the Supreme Court's verdict that upheld the Election Commission decision to hold re-election in Bharatpur Metropolitan City Ward 19 is regretful. The standing committee meeting of the party held at the party chair KP Sharma Oli's residence, Balkot, yesterday endorsed a special resolution arguing that court decision insulted people's mandate and it will establish a wrong precedent. The meeting concluded that the decision is against the general principles of the law and values of democracy. The meeting also stressed that it is irrelevant to have the constitution amendment done before the completion of the three tier of elections. Lawmakers have underscored the need to pass the bill relating to the operation of local levels, reasoning that the local levels have found it difficult to work without a proper functioning law. During the meeting organized by the Development Committee of the Legislature Parliament yesterday, lawmakers also expressed views on the points of amendment. Responding to the queries, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Federal Affairs and Local Development Bijay Kumar Gachedar said, "Government is ready to empower local level, but as the local level can sometimes work in contradiction with the central law, a model provisional law has been given to them as the base of running governance." Gachedar, however, clarified that this does not mean the government wants to shrink the power of people's representatives at the local level. The government talks team and the team on behalf of agitating Professor Dr. Govinda Keshi have agreed to hold a discussion between the concerned minister and parliamentary committee. During the talks held between the two sides yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Education Gopal Mann Shrestha informed that they have agreed to hold meeting between the health minister and a parliamentary committee today on the medical education bill, which is the main demand of agitating Dr. Keshi. Similarly, joint spokesperson at the Ministry of Education, Saraswati Pokhrel, said the discussion will be attended by Minister for Health, Giriraj Mani Pokhrel, President of the Parliamentary Committee on Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Ranju Kumari Jha, and the officials involved in the preparation of report of the Mathema Commission. Dr. Keshi has been staging farce unto death for the 11th round, demanding the passage of the Medical Education Bill and other reforms in medical sector. Meanwhile, a high-level team of the Health Ministry carried out a monitoring of the central hospitals in the capital city yesterday. The team monitored hospitals, human resources, equipments, physical infrastructure, availability of drugs at the drugstore, situation of free healthcare programs, status of service delivery and others after Minister Pokhrel instructed the secretary, chiefs of the divisions and other top officials to monitor hospitals and submit a report. A team member of the monitoring committee, Dr. Polaram Shrestha, said their teams, led by chief consultants Dr. Pushpa Chowdhury and Dr. Binod Man Shrestha, chief of monitoring and evaluation division Dr. Deependra Raman Singh, visited the hospitals in Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur districts and the public health offices. Based on the preliminary reports of the monitoring, most of the hospitals have been found lacking human resources and medicines. Likewise, Minister Pokhrel directed to submit detailed report by 5 p.m. today on different aspects, including situation of hospitals and health institutions located out of the Kathmandu Valley, status of health services in the local level, preparations of health institutions in the federalism, among other needs. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
नयाँ वर्षको अवसरमा नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्यायो अहिलेसम्मकै सस्तो जीएसएम डाटा प्याक
100 रुपैयाँमा पाउनुहोस् 400 एमबी डाटा
ओहो कति सस्तो 200 रुपैयाँमा त 850 एमबी साच्चै सस्तो
त्यो भन्दा सस्तो पनि छ 300 रुपैयाँमा 1500 एमबी डाटा लिनुहोस् इन्टरनेटमा रमाउनुहोस्
यो अफर एक्टिभेट गर्न मेसेज बक्समा जानुहोस् लेख्नुहोस् DATA 400 एमबी र पठाउनुहोस् 1415 मा
नयाँ वर्षमा नेपाल टेलिकमका थप अफरहरू बुझ्न डायल गर्नुहोस् एस्ट्रिक 1415
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. On to more news now. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has said that Village Tourism Promotion Forum, Nepal has played crucial role in rural tourism promotion. At a program on the occasion of the 21st Annual General Meeting of Village Tourism Promotion Forum, Vice President Pun expressed happiness over the forum's action to declare three new destinations every year under the Village Tourism Year. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa has expressed commitment that he will extend utmost help in carrying out development activities in Lalitpur district. Prime Minister Dewa made such commitment during the meeting with Mayor of Lalitpur Metropolitan City Chiri Babu Maharjan and Mayor of Godavari Municipality yesterday. Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Krishna Bahadur Mahara has urged the newly elected people's representatives to devote themselves to developmental activities by utilizing the power devolved from the central level. During a program organized by Modern Nepal Mandal Tourism City Development Board yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Mahara said the local representatives should be made capable enough to utilize their rights. He said most of the rights except handling the issues of defense, foreign affairs and the monetary policy are given to the provincial and local level, adding that the country is now nearing the end of political transition and the country should now focus on achieving economic prosperity. Three people have died and more than five injured in a landslide in Kalikot district. According to the police, the injured are being treated at a local hospital. Meanwhile, the Foreign Employment Promotion Board has decided to provide 700,000 rupees to anyone dismembered or killed in course of foreign employment. The incidence amount has been increased from 300,000 to 700,000 as per the latest decision of the government. The new provision comes into effect following its publication in the Nepal Gazette following amendment to the Foreign Employment Regulations 2064. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Afghan security forces battle gunmen following a suicide attack outside the Iraqi embassy in the capital Kabul. A bomber blew himself up at the embassy's gate. Then three other bomb attackers entered the compound, the Afghan Interior Ministry said. A BBC report states that two Afghan embassy employees were killed and three people, including a police officer, were injured. So-called Islamic State said it carried out the attack. After a gunfight lasting several hours, Afghan authorities said the attack was over and all the assailants had been killed. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has reaffirmed Washington's commitment to security of the Baltic states if they face any aggression from Russia. Speaking in Estonia, he called Russia their biggest security threat, telling the NATO allies, "An attack on one of us is an attack on all of us." The remarks come amid growing tensions as Russia orders a cut in U.S. diplomatic staff numbers. The move was in retaliation for new U.S. sanctions against Russia. The Baltic states, Estonia, Lithuania and Latvia all achieved independence as a result of the breakup of the Soviet Union. They have grown increasingly wary of Russia since it annexed the Ukrainian peninsula of Crimea in 2014 and count on NATO allies coming to their aid in the event of any Russian action. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Department, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the central region and at some places of the eastern and western regions. Now, Kathmandu's weather report, maximum temperature of 29 degrees Celsius, minimum of 21.2, relative humidity 98% and average rainfall 1.5 millimeters. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Election Commission directs returning officer of Chitwan District to manage re-election in Ward 19 of Bharatpur Metropolitan City. Deputy Prime Minister Bijay Kumar Gacheda says no rights of any of the level, including local bodies, will be cut short. Three killed in Calicut landslide and Islamic State attack at Iraqi embassy in Kabul leaves two dead. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.